Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Hallelujah and praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called and ordained by God, not men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's last days, end times, quick Bible study. King James Version, as always. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watchman comment. So that ye come behind in no gift is like being left behind when the rapture happens. The meaning of behind here is to come late or too tardily. Another meaning of behind is to fail to become a partaker, to be inferior in power, to be devoid of, to lack or be inferior in the excellence of spiritual gifts. My friends, we are waiting for the second and last coming of our Lord Christ Jesus, who will at the end confirm all these things to us, that we may be blameless in the day of Christ's return. My. What an awesome promise from Yahweh. That is from His holy word. The time is short, the hour is near. The day of the Lord is at hand, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The last book and the last verse of the Bible. Seems significant to me. How about you, my friends? Last words are important, aren't they? Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen. Enough said, get right and get ready.
Oh, you'll reap just what you sow. What you plant one day will grow. Remember the things that you do. Sooner or later will come back to you. So be gentle and be kind. You'll get the same thing somewhere in time. I want you to know you always reap what you sow. I want you to know you'll always reap what you sow.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you.
Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For upon the earth has come perplexity, and distress has come upon the nations. For I, the Lord thy God, am making my final effort to redeem the sin of the world before I completely destroy it. For I come soon, says God, and even the gates of hell will not prevail against me, says the Lord.
Saith your Father, I shall prepare you for the days that are ahead. For the world shall see troublesome times, for you shall see many things throughout the whole world taking place. For truly these are the signs of the last days, and you shall see these things and hear these things. I can bring to you the life that you need to stand, for the evil days that are ahead are wicked, saith your Father.
My. I hope that you heard those prophecy warnings and that you will heed them. Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy, quick Bible study from the Book of Numbers, King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Numbers chapter 11, verse 25. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Watchman comment, my, oh my. And the Lord took the Spirit that was upon him, and the word Spirit here means a prophetic spirit that urges a prophet to utter instructions or warning, imparting warlike energy and executive and administrative power. Folks, I don't make these things up. These are the true definitions of the Greek as was manifest in the Shekinah glory, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. That's a wow, is it not? A friend of mine from Ohio put that in his last letter to me, and it took me a moment to realize what WOW was. It's an abbreviation of being a Walk on Water sponsor. Walk, W, on, O, Water, W. Walk on Water sponsor, WOW, of this program, a WOW sponsor. Now, in this verse, the Lord Yahweh passed that same spiritual ability, a WOW ability, onto 70 more, a multiple of 70 times the original power given to just one person. Can you say, wow? My, my, my. And just like everything that is truly of God, the I Am, what he did came to pass. The spirit that urges a prophet to prophesy manifested in the 70, and they not only prophesied, but they did it without ceasing. And if that isn't a wow, I don't know what is. Now, I am not just making this up, as I said. It comes directly from Numbers chapter 11, verse 25. Look it up. Whether you're a signed spiritual walk on water sponsor or whether you're just studying the word, wow is where it's at. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. The time is right. The day of Christ is at hand. So, what do I say? Get right and get ready. Michael from Ohio and Alex from Virginia obey the Spirit of the Lord and are now, tonight, our WOW, Walk on Water, sponsors for this program. Father, I just pray for them, Father, and I ask you to bless brothers Michael and Alex, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts. You know their needs, Father, and I pray that you will meet each and every one of them. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, my friends, let's just pull some right out of the fire tonight, as we usually do. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Even those who don't like me very much like what they hear on Science Programming, and they wouldn't listen, would they? Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Here comes Newt again. It's hard to tell why the powers that be seem so desperate to topple Mitt Romney as the front runner. Although not an insider, Mitt has taken every possible position the establishment wants him to take. He has a neocon foreign policy, is in favor of NDAA, the National Defense Administration Act, and he has even hinted at using the dreaded VAT tax to solve the deficit problem. Only Gingrich could be worse than Romney. And that is why the powers that be are working overtime to create yet another phony surge for the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who betrayed conservatives in 1984 due to his secret globalist ties. If they can get him a win in South Carolina, as they did, they will try to keep him on a roll in Florida and beyond. Watchman comment? Well, it looks like the white horse Mitt Romney was riding stumbled a bit, but this is the way the elite play their games. You never know when they come out of the gate the next time, it looks like, who's going to win. They've all taken one now. Nobody's won twice. Continuing. Muslims converting empty European churches into mosques. The proliferation of mosques housed in former churches reflects the rise of Islam as the fastest growing religion in the post-Christian Europe. There are now more practicing Muslims in Europe than practicing Christians in many parts of the European Union, not only in large urban centers, but also in smaller towns and cities across the continent there in Europe. As Islam replaces Christianity as the dominant religion in Europe, more and more churches are set to become mosques. Watchman comment, this is what America is headed for. It's already affecting Canada, and I believe it's already affecting America, but you're just not hearing about it. I try to tell you when I can. I have to know what's going on before I can tell you. One brother wrote me and wanted to know what happened to the guy that called Obama the Antichrist. I have no idea. He disappeared. Maybe he's in Guantanamo. I doubt it, though. But he could be. Continuing. The real 2012 doomsday. USA falls to tyranny. The past year has been a bad one, and the republic that once was the United States of America seems to live in name only. Because of the extreme abuses of power the federal government has exercised just in the past year, the people of America appear broken and discouraged and must now only be controlled. The federal government has demonstrated its willingness to bypass the judiciary system anytime anyone poses a threat to its agenda. Obama has made it clear that anyone who rejects his agenda is considered a right-wing domestic terrorist. Continuing. Expert says beheadings in the U.S. look like the work of cartels. Three beheadings in two different states, and they are happening here in the United States, not Mexico. Former DEA supervisor Phil Jordan says all three beheadings have cartel written all over them. They happened in Arizona and Oklahoma in the past year. Watchman comment, either I missed those or they were kept under wraps. One is too many, two is too many. Three should send an alarm. Continuing. Foreign companies buys U.S. electronic election results reporting firm. In a major step towards global centralization of election processes, the world's dominant internet voting company has purchased the USA's dominant election results reporting company. When you view your local or state elections results on the internet, on portals which have appeared to be owned by the country's elections division, therefore, in over 525 U.S. jurisdictions, you are actually redirecting to a private corporate site controlled by SOE Software, which operates under the name Clarity Elections. This redirect results reporting to a decentralized, privately held server, which is not just local but national, not just USA-based but global. My, oh my. How many times have I told you when this voting went electronically that they could do anything they want to? All they have to do is write a computer program for the guy they want to win. Continuing. Billy Graham says, there is so much that we have in common with the Roman Catholic Church. On Brandon Howe's January 16, 2012 Worldview radio show, the host, Brandon Howe, discussed how he slowly, over time, came to the shocking realization that the reverend and well-guarded pastor Billy Graham had strong ties to the Roman Catholic Church, as well as some startling views on the exclusivity of Christ in salvation. Watchman comment, I don't want to rub you Billy Graham fans the wrong way, but he might also have ties to the Masonic Order. Some believe he's a 32-degree Mason. But here is an audio between Robert Schuller of the Crystal Cathedral in California and Billy Graham. Listen to it closely because it backs up that report. Schuller.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
Graham.
I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and they're going to be with us in heaven.
Schuller.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is.
Saved, even though they do not know who Jesus Christ is or don't know the name of Christ? My. If you listen closely, there was even more error in that audio than that. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
The U.S. Treasury has started dipping into federal pension funds in order to give the Obama administration more credit to pay government bills. Geithner said the U.S. Treasury started suspending reinvestments in a federal pension fund known as the O Fund, a tool the Treasury has had to employ six times over the past 20 years in order to keep the country below the statutory debt limit. Continuing. Yahweh, Almighty God, calls out to you. Are you listening? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? In these increasingly debauchered times and lascivious days, Almighty God calls for all to be saved and delivered from the wrath to come. Have you received into your heart and life the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior from your transgressions against Almighty God and Almighty God's righteousness? My, I pray you have. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. My. You confess, you repent, you ask forgiveness, and you get saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Check out the verses before and after that. Continuing. Watchman, I reported on the possibility of this about a month ago, but now Pepsi Company moves forward with aborted fetal cell sweetener. Yes, Pepsi Company has gone off the deep end once again. This time they are planning on using artificial sweeteners that are manufactured from cells of aborted babies. My. Yes, you did hear that correctly. My. Just think about that the next time you go to swig a Pepsi. Yuck. Continuing. Doctors raised doubts over pandemic flu drug. International experts said Tamiflu cuts the duration of symptoms, but they found no clear evidence that it reduced the number of patients needing hospital treatment. They also claimed that side effects from the drug were probably underreported. Roche Pharmaceuticals denies all allegations. Watchman comment, I told you about this before. Do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. The cyborgs are coming. Living brains implanted with electronic chips to replace faulty parts. Faulty parts of living brains have been replaced by electronic chips in an astonishing and controversial scientific breakthrough. It's a move that has been anticipated many times in science fiction, with creatures such as the Terminator, a cyborg hybrid of flesh and machinery. Researchers have already successfully implanted a robotic cerebellum into the skull of a rodent with brain damage, restoring its capacity for movement. Continuing. Problems plague cleanup at Hanford Nuclear Waste Site. 7 decades after scientists came here during World War II to create plutonium for the first atomic bomb, a new generation is struggling with an even more daunting task, cleaning up the radioactive mess. The U.S. government is building a treatment plant to stabilize and contain 56 million gallons of nuclear waste left from a half a century of nuclear weapons production. The radioactive sludge is so dangerous that a few hours of exposure would be fatal. A major leak could contaminate water supplies, leaving millions across America's Northwest in deep trouble. Located in southern Washington state, the site is called Hanford, with the mighty Columbia River bordering much of the site, where these nuclear waste could migrate. Their composition and how fast they are traveling are of vital importance to both people and the environment. Continuing. AMA, American Medical Association Journal, make participation in vaccine trials mandatory. An article published by the American Medical Association Virtual Mentor Journal advocates making participation in vaccine trials mandatory, arguing that the people should be forced to take experimental shots in a similar way as jury pool service is compulsory. Quote the AMA, many societies already mandate that citizens undertake activities for the good of the society. Close AMA quote. Watchman comment, Big Brother is about to get you. These vaccines are dangerous, and now they want to make you take them. Why? Because most of America has wised up about how dangerous they are and how worthless they are as far as whatever they're supposed to cure, and they won't take them anymore. So now they want to make you take them. Continuing. New York City moves to deploy body scanners on streets in search for guns. The NYPD, New York Police Department, and Department of Defense are working together testing tetrahertz imaging. Tetrahertz imaging detection measures energy radiation from the body up to 16 feet away and can detect anything blocking it. Watchman comment, this is the TSA naked scanners to a higher degree that you see at the airports. And those scanners have already had scientific reports saying they can cause cancer if passed through enough times by any one person, as it is the same type of X-ray danger with any X-ray machine, only even worse. Continuing. Bodies of the poor piling up at a Chicago morgue. Times are so tough in Chicago, Illinois, that the state and its largest city, Chicago, are having a difficult time burying its poor. In Chicago, bodies are stacking up in the city morgue because the medical examiner's office hasn't paid for the burial boxes. At the office of the Cook County Medical Examiner, the morgue's cooler, built to hold 300 bodies currently, has 500 bodies, including 100 human babies. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth Quick Bible Study and listener phone calls as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the Air. Are there any wow, walk on water faith walkers listening tonight? I know that brother in Ohio is listening, and I know he's getting his ready. How about you? Do you enjoy this program enough, like he does, to send support to keep Signs on the Air? Thank you, my brother, not only for your continued support, but for giving me that wow word to define walk on water. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Just write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S. P-O, box. 1-2-2. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviated N-Y. Zip 13797. As always, I'll repeat that in just a moment for you to check it. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth Bible study from, of course, the King James Version, as always. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Oh, friends, I am so tired of fake or even just weak Christianity. We need some strong, true truth Christians. Let's be true truth witnesses for Christ. Let's give no uncertain sound, but instead the sound of the shofar's alarm. This is that certain sound of me, Brother Johnson, blowing a shofar or a ram's horn sent to me from Israel. If the world wants to call us fools, let them have at it. It will only be for a little while. The crowning day, my friends, is coming. Thank God for the privilege we have of confessing Christ, and the even greater privilege of sharing Christ with others. Do you do that? I do it here on this program and in my personal life and in my church. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verses 13, 14, and 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall we call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except that he be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service by myself, Brother Johnson, as I preach in my church. Are you prepared for 666, the last days, the end times? Are you prepared for the inevitable? But the most important inevitability we should prepare for is our own demise. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the one who gave his life on that cross 2,000 years ago, to pay for your sins and mine, then I encourage you to get on your knees right now, this very moment, in repentance and faith, and confess that you are lost, dead in your sins, and in desperate need of the Lord Jesus' salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the forgiveness of sins and the everlasting life only He can provide. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 11 in the King James Bible. Get it out, read it, and be saved right now, tonight. Amen. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends, for when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So, as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. Now listen carefully. Saturday's frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time for another fresh Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. I make the effort to do all this research for you. So could you make the effort to write or call me back? It would be a blessing. Only you can send that blessing to me, and I thank you for it. Here is the address again, more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. And I have corrected the Wednesday night frequency on my recorder. It now says 5070, 7 p.m. Wednesday nights. I'm sorry, friends, but I am really busy, and I try my best to keep all this stuff on a current basis. But sometimes it just doesn't work that way.
5.072 comes in good in New Brunswick, Canada. And I have a couple comments about the show. You talk funny, but you don't sing so good. And the reason you don't have more sponsors is because we're taught not to cast pearls before swine.
Well, that's quite true, that verse. So I would suggest to you that you turn this program off and you don't listen to it again, so I won't cast my pearls before the swine. Maranatha. How, on second thought, anathema, Maranatha. Not everybody in Canada has a poor attitude like you do. Listen to this next call.
Yes, I'm calling from Quebec, Canada, in the north of Quebec. I receive you loud and clear. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks, brother. Sure do appreciate that call. Be blessed, my friend. Maranatha.
Good evening, Brother Johnson. Checking in from Illinois, January 18th, 5070. Good reception and another good program. Thank you for your prayers, and God bless. Good night.
You're more than welcome, my brother. God bless you. Get well, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air, and it blesses me greatly. You just don't know how much. Even those call-ins that are contentious blesses me because I know there are people listening, and those are the ones that really need it, don't they? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Please give me a call, and if you get a busy signal, keep hitting your redial until you get through. I can only afford the one line, I'm sorry, but a little effort from you and your call will get through. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Your walk on water offering. My. No matter how small, they all add up to keep Signs Radio on the air. Thanks, blessings, and Maranatha. Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.